Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, we've come to magnify the name of the Lord this morning.
lift our hands, we lift our hearts, and we offer praise unto your name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Thank God for being in the sanctuary another day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come together to worship, to bless your name, to glorify you, to tell you, thank you, Lord. You're holy and righteous in all your glory. We bless your name on today, God. We send you greetings. We're glad to see all of you in the house today. We send greetings to Taylor Tabernacle, Pastor Jonathan Ford. Greetings to you. Welcome. Welcome to worship with us on today. We honor. Good to see everyone. So much going on. So much going on. Every opportunity to be in your presence of friends and family and saints, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask Pastor if he would come and lead us into prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you. You have blessed us with another day. We come one more time to you, Lord Jesus, in the name of your Son. Lifting you, God, and thanking you for your wondrous works that you have wrought in our lives. Father, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your leading and your direction. We thank you for providing for us, Lord, preparing for us. We thank you, O God, for keeping us safe. Today, God, we can rejoice in you. We are not taken by death. We are not burdened, oh God, by the enemies who rise up against us, but you make us victorious. Lord, we thank you. We thank you this morning, oh God, that we are privileged to come into your house, to lift our voices and sing songs of praises to you, to glorify you and to thank you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we ask to remember sick ones who are not able to come out today, sick ones who are not able to even lift their voices and praise you as we do. Oh God, you know their heart's desire. Just heal today. Restore and make whole. Remember those in their homes, Lord, just were bound by some form of illness, some form of diseases, or whatever their God has sick the body. We ask for a healing touch to the Lord. Those who are plagued in their minds because of different evil spirits come upon them, oh God. We ask you today to release Lord Jesus and set free. Have you in the lives of your people today, God? Father, you see and you know all things. You know what we go through. You know the battles we face from day to day. We ask you to send, oh God, that we may be able to stand in your word. Stand still, oh God, and rely on you while you fight a battle for us, Lord Jesus. God, hear our cry today. Bless the preacher, oh God, who come forth with your word today. Anoint, oh God, and let your word go forth to reach the ears and the heart of your people. Let your word bring strength, bring direction and protection. Lord, remember bereaved families today, oh God, who are grieving the loss of their loved ones. Comfort their heart, Lord Jesus, and take them through. Bless, Lord Jesus. Hear our cry today and go far above and beyond our asking. As we tell us thanks for all the many blessings we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank God for our praise and worship. Worship of the service. All the glory and all the honor. He deserves it. I'm going to ask you to prepare for our scripture reading. I'm going to ask you to get your hymnal, and we're going to respond to number 17 is Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. And we're going to read the New Testament portion. Praise God. I'm not complaining.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. Let me read that again. Who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? Keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God that he obtained with the blood of his own son. All together? And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. Amen. We are going to be honored today. Born this morning, co-pastor Patty George, bringing us the word. Amen. I'm going to ask that you would sit in your tent. I'm not going to say quietly because you know she loves some noise. Talk back to the preacher. Pray for her as she comes. Pray for her as she comes. Amen. We already know there is a word. There is a word from the Lord. And just ask God that he would use her in a mighty way. Amen. Because, you know, no matter how long you preach, you don't take this thing lightly. When you handle the word, it's something heavy. I'm not saying we all so deep, but it's just that big a deal to handle the word of God. Amen? Our praise team or Deacon Patrick is coming, whatever. Yeah, okay.
behold you as my king. Wanna be where you are. I really wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Yeah.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, glorify your God this morning. Y'all sitting quiet. I don't do quiet. Quiet is for me in my quiet time with the Lord. But when we come together, the Bible declares we are to enter into the gates of thanksgiving. Scripture said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make it joyful. I came to make his praise glorious. He's been too good. He's been too kind. He set me free. He has delivered my spirit out of an evil place. He has set me upon a rock. Do you got praise in your heart from this morning? Come on, give him glory in the house. Hallelujah. Give him glory. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I'm not worthy. He is. Hallelujah. A joyful noise. I noise to us. But it's joyful to him. Come on, he deserves it. He deserves it. Hallelujah. I came to make his praise glorious. See, I understand that in his presence, there's rejoicing. There is blessedness. There is freedom. There is liberty in the presence of the Lord. Come on. Come on, just bless him. Hallelujah. You can take your seat if you can. Hallelujah. I love to rejoice in the name of the Lord. He's been too good to me. Somebody said, you don't know my story. But he's been too good to me. And I rejoice in the name of the God of my salvation. He is my refuge. He's my rock. He is my strength. And he keeps me focused on him. I don't care what you're going through. Oh, we need Jesus. Huh? Do you need him? Maybe y'all don't need him. Maybe y'all don't need him. But I need Jesus this morning. He is my deliverer. And I praise God for my presence. I came to bring a word of hope, a word of blessing to the people of God this morning. It is an honor to stand before you as your co-pastor. But I want you to understand that we are all striving for the same thing. And our goal is to make heaven our home. Amen. Praise God for the scripture that Elder Wilburn read this morning. God is speaking to his people. And somebody might say, I haven't heard from God in such a long time. I'm looking around, I'm watching the news, and I'm seeing this happen, I'm seeing that happen, and I'm seeing this going, God ain't speaking. He ain't hearing us. Where is God? That's what I'm hearing so many people saying. Well, why is God allowing this? Why is God not saying anything? But I want you to understand, God is talking to his people. God is speaking to his people. And not only is God speaking to his people, we have to be in a place to hear. God will not leave you. He promised that. And the scripture declares that God is not a man that he should lie. And if we understand that God cannot be a liar, then we have hope. If we understand that no matter what the circumstance,
no matter what we face, we have hope because he cannot lie. There are many people that have lied to us. Amen. There are many people that said things to us that were simply not true. There are many people that made promises that they could not keep. There are many people that said, I'll meet you here, there, and everywhere, but they did not show up. But I'm here to let you know that God will show up, and he will show up on time. Somebody said, just when I needed him, just when I needed him, he showed up right on time. And I'm going to talk to you today in a very familiar place, but the Lord spoke a different direction to me in this place. And we're going to be coming from the book of Exodus. And if I would take a theme for you this morning, or a topic, or a subject, it would be deliverance spoken. I'm going to be reading from the third chapter. First, I'm going to start reading at the second chapter, the 23rd through the 25th verse. And then I'm going to read the third chapter, the 7th and 8th verse. And I do see the 9th verse waving at me, so I'm going to read that as well. But let me start from the second verse, second chapter of Exodus. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God looked upon the children of Israel, and God knew their plight. Third chapter, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know, listen to that, I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a large and good land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Jebus, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites. I'm sorry. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians have oppressed them. The word of the Lord is blessed that I hear him. Come on, let's glorify God. What I want you to understand this morning, you can bless him for his word. I want to speak to you concerning the burning bush and the deliverer. When we look at Moses, we understand that the word declares in the beginning of this chapter that Moses went on the backside of the mountain. He was tending his father-in-law's sheep. And we see that Moses, so someone said Moses actually went to a place where he never took the sheep to graze before. But how many know when God wants you to do something, he will call you by your name? Come here. I want to talk to you. So the spirit of Moses took his sheep in a different direction, if you would. Because how many know sometimes change comes about? And we have to move in a different flow. But understand, Moses went to the back side of that mountain. And he noticed something very unusual. Some of us may know the story and some of us don't. Therefore, I'm going to tell you, he saw a bush that was burning, but it was not being consumed. Have you ever seen anything that was on fire that wasn't incinerated? And the word declared that this bush was burning consistently, and Moses became curious, if you would. I see this thing and I see it burning, but it ain't burning up. Don't you realize when God wants to get our attention, he'll make something unusual come across our path. Amen? So Moses, in his curiosity, if you would, went over to see what was going on. So he saw the bush. And as he got close to the bush and noticed that it wasn't being burned up, Moses heard the voice of the Lord. Say the voice of the Lord. Moses heard God's voice. And I want to stop right there because I want you to visualize Moses in the position that he was in. If we know the story of Moses and the Egyptians, Moses was born to lead. Moses was born to deliver. Moses was born so that he would be one day in the position to deliver God's people. And if we understand, somebody said, well, how do you know Moses was born to lead? Because at that time Moses was born, there was a decree that went out that all the children, all the male children of Israel would be killed. And guess what? Moses was saved. Not only was he saved, but he was saved to go to the palace. God had a plan. How many know that God had a plan? How many know that there was a plan for deliverance already put into place? And see, what we need to understand that when we are brought out of Egypt, there was a plan behind that. How many lived such a wretched life that you thought nothing could turn you around? Nothing could fix what you were going through but God. Amen? How many know God is the deliverer? When I look at Moses, and I'm going to jump over to now where Moses is, Moses had to leave Egypt. So Moses had gone from Egypt for over 40 years. Why did Moses have to leave? Because Moses committed a crime. And God still, in his infinite wisdom, sent Moses to a place where he had to groom himself. He had to sit him down. Moses thought it was all over. Once I came here to Midian, this is where I was going to be. This is where my life was going to be. This is what I was going to do. But Moses didn't realize that God didn't send him to the palace for nothing. He reserved him. He put him in a good place. He put him in a place of education, if you would. He put him in a place of good food, bodybuilding. He equipped him. Now you got to understand that the children of Israel, when Moses was gone, cried out continually to the Lord. And Moses was now 80 years old. And the Lord said, it's time. How many know God's timing is perfect? How many know when God speaks something over you, it's a matter of time? When he said, I'm going to do this, that, and a third, I'm going to deliver you out of whatever it is you're in, you've got to take him at his word. Somebody said, God said it, and I believe it, and I'm going to take him at his word. Understand that Moses was there in comfort, but God had only begun. This is just the beginning, Moses, because I have an assignment for you. Let me hear you say deliverance spoken. Come on. You got to understand that God has a plan. and God's plan is divine. And God said, I heard the cries of my children. Have you been crying a long time for the Lord to do something in your life, to move on your behalf, to operate, to get me out of the way from some situations that I've been in for a very long time? Understand that God said, I heard their afflictions. Listen, you got to understand when the voice of God says something, it is like hearing the roar of a thousand floods. It is like hearing the roar of thunder. That's why the old folks used to tell us, sit down, God is speaking. Anybody ever have to sit in the dark when it's thunder and lightning? Anybody have to turn the TV off when it's thunder and lightning? What are we doing? But my mama would say, God is speaking. Now listen, let me come back to us. We don't understand why we can't hear the Lord speaking. But understand, we've gone so far, we got so much noise going on in our head. We got noise from the job. We got noise from the family. We got noise from out in the street. We got noise from the news. That's why it's good for you to turn the news off sometimes. Because we got noise that's going on in our country. We got noise that's going on around the world. We got noise to and fro. And we can't get to a quiet place to hear the voice of the Lord. And why do I say that? Because many people say to me, well, God ain't speaking now. This ain't happening now. But God is just speaking. Just like they said, we can't see. This is supposed to be the year of 2020, perfect vision. But if you're in tune with what God doing, you see exactly what's unfolding before your eyes. You understand that although all hell may be breaking loose, but God is yet in control. You've got to understand that when he said, I will bring you out of all situations. I will rebuke the devourer. I will rebuke the noise and pest. When he said, I'll do it, if you got an ear to hear the voice of the Lord, you will understand that that is God speaking to his people. Many times we miss it because we don't want to hear the voice of the Lord, because God is telling us to straighten up and fly right. God is telling us to live right. God is telling us to do righteousness. We might not understand what's coming out of the voice of the Lord, but guess what? How many know a lot of times all we want to hear is what's good? What they say, tell me things that'll tickle my ear. Tell me things that'll make me happy. Tell me things that'll make me jump. But sometimes God simply wants to sit you down and let you hear what he has to say, not about everybody else. What about you? What about you? He wants us to know you're doing all right, but you got to fix this. You got to fix that. You got to move from here. See, when we get to a place where we're in a quiet place with God, then he'll be able to speak. Moses had to go up into the mountain. Sometimes we got to get along with God. Sometimes we have to move where God is. We have to move in the operation of God. See, we have to go to Mount Sinai. How many know that sometimes we got to sit still? We got to move out to Mount Sinai and see what he's saying to his people. I love how the Bible declares in the 10th chapter, where Elder Wilburn might have been in another chapter. But I want you to understand the Lord, God had positioned his son to be what? The good shepherd. Now see, Moses then, will symbolize Jesus for us today. Because Jesus was our deliverer. Where Moses was, he stood before the bush. He got instruction and he was learned how he needed to go before Pharaoh. And what did Moses do? Moses had all kinds of excuses. I can't talk. Who am I to go before the Pharaoh? I believe Moses was scared that if he went back. But what Moses failed to realize, or what we didn't understand, was that Pharaoh had died. You're going before somebody that never knew you was in the palace. So let me tell you something. This was all God's plan. Because guess what? First of all, understand, people, that Moses was fearful. Guess what? Because he was fearful of his imperfection. But I want you to understand, it's no man because God made you. The Bible declared he formed man out of the dust of the ground. And we cannot be imperfected because the word said God created man in his own image. So when Moses might have been putting himself down, God knew why he gave Moses life. Amen. God knew that he had chosen Moses from the beginning of his life to be the deliverer. So whatever excuse God had, Moses had, God had an answer. Because every time God spoke, every time he said, he was not only about to deliver his people, but he was delivering Moses from all of his fears. He even asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, if I show them this, he said, if you show them this, throw it on the ground. And when he threw it on the ground, it turned into a snake. He said, now pick it up. And it turned right back into his mind. How many know with God, nothing is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So what God did in this verse, in the bush, he told Moses, I hear my people crying. I hear my people calling. But guess what? Moses didn't want to take that literally. But God was speaking. How many know when God speaks, he speaks in truth. He speaks in deliverance. So God said, listen, I'm going to use you to deliver my people. Don't you understand that one day Jesus and God had a conversation about you and I? He said, I got to bring them back to myself. I'm going to send you down to be the deliverer. That's why in the 10th chapter of St. John, the first 1-5 verse, it talks about him being the good shepherd. And when we understand the good shepherd does what? Lead. And the Bible declares that he came down to lead his people. But understand, he didn't just lead them by way of walking. He led them with the sound of his voice. How many know that God spoke the world into creation? God didn't have to put his hand on nothing. All he had to do was speak the word, and the world was created. The only thing he created by hand was man. So it's all in the voice of God. Are you with me? It's all in the voice of God. So when he used Jesus as the good shepherd, he said, listen, let me tell you what Jesus said. My sheep hear my voice. And they hear my voice. And down in the 27th verse, it said, my sheep, he said it again, my sheep hear my voice. Why? Because I know them. See, it ain't about religion. Everybody's so tied up in doing this, so tied up in doing that. But you got to have a relationship. See, when we get a relationship with God, he will instruct us what we are to do, what we are not to do, where we are not to go, where we are not to fellowship with, who we are not to be around, how can we be separate, and what he wants us to do, not be separate from people, but be separate from worldly things. I have acquaintances that are not believers, but my best bosom buddies are not unbelievers. And I don't say that because I hate them. It's because we're not on the same path. Did you not read? Some of these sheep are not of this sheepfold. So guess what? There are sheep. Somebody said, and there are goats. But guess what? The obedient ones that are obedient to the what? Voice of the Lord. Cry out, are able to hear God, are able to be about what God wants them to do. And if you understand that the voice of the Lord has brings about deliverance, let me tell you something. Have you ever been in need and needed to hear a word from the Lord? Somebody said, we don't need another political uprising. Listen, we don't need it because whoever gets in that White House, we still gonna need to hear from God. I don't care if they put Trump back. We still need to hear from God. political system say, we still have to obey the word of truth. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. God has delivered us, and once we are delivered, we are to walk in the liberty and freedom of salvation. See, we don't understand this. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. I don't care what law they pass. We are not governed by that law. We don't have to carry out laws that disobey God's word. We don't have to operate in things that disobey God's word. But we have been delivered. I want you to know God's voice sets forth deliverance. God's voice first made the clarion call. And what is that? It has set forth deliverance for God's people. Remember, I said Jesus is symbolic of Moses because we were a people that were locked in bondage. Anybody was in Egypt? Anybody was in Egypt and couldn't get out? No matter how much you strived, you couldn't get out. No matter how long you prayed, you couldn't get out. No matter how long you waited on God, you didn't hear nothing from him. But God hears the prayers of the people when they repent. So that's a clarion call. That's the first call of deliverance. Then, once you are in him, the voice of God sets forth deliverance for the ones that are weak. Sometime in this walk, we get weak. Sometimes in this walk, we want to throw up our hands. But how many know the Bible declares he is strength to the weak. Hallelujah. The call, the voice of the Lord is set forth deliverance to those that are weary. Sometimes we may get to a point that we can't move, we can't operate, we can't do nothing because we don't understand that all we know. We may seem like we're walking by ourselves. He is never away from us. We are never alone. He promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. That's why the Bible declares, don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season, you're going to reap. Hallelujah. That voice, God's voice, set forth deliverance when we are weary. Hallelujah. God's voice, not only that, it sets forth deliverance for those that are in trouble. Somebody say, when I get in trouble, I can call on Jesus. But you got to know him. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they won't listen to nobody else because I know them. So when they get in trouble, God is right there. In the time of trouble, the word says, he shall hide me. He shall hide me in the pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? And not only will he hide me, he will set me up upon a rock. Who is that rock? Somebody say, that rock is Jesus. Woo! God's voice. God's voice is set for freedom in a time of slavery. God's voice released us out of Egypt when we were in bondage. God's voice released us tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. But somebody had a rebuttal in another song. He simply said, listen. Listen. He's speaking to us every day. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't go in the unclean place. Don't live the unclean life. But we don't want to. Listen. Because if we are His and He is ours, we can't afford to disobey. We can't afford not to listen. We can't afford not to hear Him. So you got to understand that on this walk, it is our lot to obey the word of truth. The only way we will be able to hear God's voice is that we get in a secret place. And I'm going to conclude right here because I want you to hear this. John 15:7 simply says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. See, God's voice is speaking in us, is speaking through us, and is speaking to us. God's people are going too far to the left. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ came to be that deliverer. I heard somebody say the devil was bargaining for their soul. And God spoke in the beginning of time and said, I have to be a deliverer for Patty. She's going to go through some mess. She's going to do some things that are crazy. But I'm going to deliver her. You got to go down. Church, I want you to understand that the deliverer is yet speaking. But we have to abide in Him. We just can't listen to everything, every wind, every doctrine, everything that's floating around and think that we're going to hear from God. God wants us to listen. When God took Moses to that certain place, He couldn't talk to him while he was around his wife. He couldn't voice himself while he was around his family. He couldn't voice himself when his mindset was somewhere else. But God needed him to get to a place. Listen, the bush drew his attention to the bush, to the area. But God's voice kept him there. God's voice caused him to wonder, what is going on with this bush? Do you want to hear from the Lord? Does anybody understand that God operates in the spirit realm? He said, I'm going down. When he said to Moses, I'm going down to deliver my people, he said, but I'm going down through you. Whatever I tell you to do, that's what you do. He said, because I'm not going to leave you by yourself. And we got to understand today, God has already spoken deliverance over our life. And we spend too much time listening to the devil instead of listening to our Father. We spend too much time hearing the devil say, you ain't worthy. You ain't worth it. Why you keep going to church? Them people ain't thinking about you. They ain't doing nothing. They not concerned about you. They don't care about you. But I hear the voice of the Lord and I will remind, the Lord reminds me of my covenant. The cops have a motto to protect and serve. We see how that's going. But understand, God has given us charge. Those that are believers over men's souls. And what is the charge? That we got to draw men to the kingdom. We can't watch people die and go to hell and not say something. So the voice of the Lord is speaking. But we've got to listen. We've been delivered. And I don't know about y'all, when I taste something and I try something that's good, first thing I do is share it. Share it. Scripture in Psalms said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So I want you to understand, deliverance has already been spoken over your life, over your situation, over your mindset, over your hardship. Deliverance, the voice of God has already spoken. I will come to you. And that right early. He also said that weeping may endure for a night. But when I wake you up in the morning, you're going to have joy. That's what's spoken. God's word. If you don't have his word on the inside, nothing speaks. Nothing speaks to your spirit but death and degradation. Nothing speaks to your spirit but a suicide. Nothing speaks to your spirit but defeat. Nothing speaks to your spirit. But if you got the word down on the inside, God said, I have heard your cry. And I have come down to set you free. I have come that you might have life and that you may live it abundantly. He's speaking. He's saying you don't have to die where you stand. He's saying you don't have to spend eternity in hell. But he's saying if you hear my voice and my word abides in you, you will have eternal life. Not in hell, but in glory. You're going to be with Christ. And you're going to be with God throughout eternity. Deliverance has already been spoken over you. You know, this was personal. Because how many know that there are people that try to dig up your past and throw it in your face? But the word declares that he who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Now you need to say that. If you're free, you need to say he that the Son has set free is what? Come on, are you free? Is what? I'm free. I'm not there because deliverance has been spoken over me. Stand on your feet. Before we close the service, we want to know, is there anyone that desires prayer? You don't have to come up. But how many know all God has to do is speak the word? Huh? All he had to do, one word. Hallelujah, one word. And one word today is deliverance. I don't care what you're going through. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin, right now, you can have deliverance. If you're sick in your body, and you don't know which way to turn. Right now, you can have deliverance. If you're going through a situation and you don't know how you're going to come out, right now, you can have if you're poor and broke, destitute, and think you ain't got nothing to live for. Right now, you can have if you don't have a home to live in, and you think you're about to be homeless. Right now, you can have. My God is a deliverer. He delivered us from the hands of Satan. Satan has no charge over God's people. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but, what happened? The Lord, your God, your banner, your provider, delivers us out of some, maybe he gonna deliver my pocket, but I'm still destitute. Does he deliver us out of them all of it? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand, stop listening to the devil. Stop listening to your enemy, because he's your adversary and he wants you to be devoured. Listen to the voice of God. God said, Lord, I'm with you all the way. Saying it right now. Somebody needs to know that he's never away from you. Somebody said he's a silent listener to every conversation. That don't mean gossip all the time. That means you crying out in your private time. That means you crying late in the midnight hour. That means you crying and nobody has a solution and you can't get a loose from it. God is the deliverer. So as I pray right now, receive the voice of God. Father, I bring this your people before you right now. Somebody may be hurting. Somebody may be lonely. Somebody may not know you in the parts of your sin, of their sin. But God, I hear the voice saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Hallelujah. God said, I will give you rest. God said, take my yoke upon you. He said, I am meek. And I am lowly. My burdens are easy. And my yoke is light. But God said, give it all to me. God said, I'm with you. God said, I listen to a repenting heart. God said, I'm here for you. God said to those that are lonely, those that are hurting, those that are sick, God said, I am your deliverer. Father, we thank you today. We receive you today. We receive your word. We listen to your voice. And we walk in the liberty and the freedom that your son Christ has given to us from the cross. We give you glory. We say thank you. And we bless your holy and your righteous name. For us in your son Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. I pray the word has blessed you today.
Good morning, Taylor family. So happy to see everybody. Hey, it's offering time at the tabernacle. We are excited to give unto the Lord that which is his own. Amen. Amen. This morning, we're going to worship either three ways in our giving. You can do that via text, you can do that via website, or via U.S. mail. If you're going to use text, you're going to text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 732-56. You'll receive a link and instructions as to where to go from there. to give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com, giving, and follow the instructions. To give via U.S. mail, please send a check or money order. Please do not send cash through the mail to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. As always, we thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Amen. It's announcement time. It's announcement time. The pastor and the leadership team have decided to push back our grand reopening to mid-October. The exact date will be announced as we get closer. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact our reopen team. And they are Sister Cassandra McCoy, Sister Shanita Scott, and Sister Zakia Price. Please continue to pray for the successful and safe reopening of the tabernacle. Amen? All right. Amen. Hey, September 25th, drum roll, that's a Friday night prayer and Bible study, and that's going to be via our conference call line. And on Friday night, we're going to have none other than our friend and family member, Dr. Bruce Harrison, all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee. We're going to do that via our conference line. Hey, grab a pen and paper, and at the end of the announcements, I'm going to give you that number for your convenience. On September 27th, that Sunday morning service, we're going to have our Reverend Norman Lyons and family. They're going to be hosting our Sunday morning worship. We look forward to a great time in the Lord. That conference call line number for your convenience is 775-799-9141. Once again, that number is 775-799-9141. Hey, remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you can stay informed and up to date as to everything going on at the Tabernacle. If you are not receiving our emails, please email us your new email address and we'll be happy to add you. We look forward to adding names to that list every week. Now we're going to go back to our Pastor Patty Muir for final remarks and the benediction. Have a blessed remainder of the day.
Thank God for everything that's been said and done. Thank God for what our praises and songs that were sung. We're going to stand and be dismissed at this time. Again, we thank you so much for fellowshipping with us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to assemble ourselves together once again, Lord. God, we ask that we go down from this place that your presence was with us, God. Keep, God, and protect us, God. Strengthen us during the week, God. Those who are sick, God, we ask that you will continue to heal, Lord. We ask that you will bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.